That evening, Daisy, Kitty, Beanie and I dress for dinner in the nursery on the top floor. This is where Daisy sleeps and where we were all staying during our visit. It was odd putting on our best shiny dresses in such a shabby old room. The patterned wallpaper is peeling off in strips, the rag rugs are frayed and the bed frames are battered as though they've been beaten with hammers. Candlelight from candles in holders shone on our faces and arms and made our dresses look soft and faded. Daisy's was rose-shot silk, and I could feel the rest of us coveting it. Me especially, even though rose makes me look ill and pale like a goblin child. "Your aunt is very odd, but I like your uncle," said Kitty, brushing out her thick brown hair. "He's awfully handsome." I caught Daisy's eye, and we smiled at each other. Kitty thinks everyone is awfully handsome.
"Is he really a spy?" asked Beanie. "I know everyone says so, but..."
Daisy made her face very mysterious. "I can't tell you that," she said. "If he were, I'd be revealing state secrets. I could be shot."
"Oh!" Beanie covered her mouth with her hands. "Oh, I don't want you to be shot. I'm sorry."
"Don't worry," said Daisy grandly. "I shall pretend it didn't happen."